I'm going to give a very large number of people every question, a huge set of questions that cover every element of their personality I can think of. It's agnostic, right? What I'm really trying to do is come up with the biggest possible set of descriptors that someone could actually fill out. That's a limit, you know, I can't give you 10,000 questions. That's just, so maybe I'd take a set of 10,000 questions and randomly select a few sets of 100, right? Because then I would have represented the entire set. Then I give them to 1,000 people, agnostically. Then I do the factor analysis. Bang, 5 factors come out. And then the factor analysis tells me which questions load on each factor. And what the factor analysis is saying, here's 20 questions, and there's something about them that's the same. So then I read the questions and I think, well, those questions are referring to something the same. What is that? Well, then maybe I talk to 3 colleagues and we think, well, that's something like sociability. Bang, we have a name. And then we could go see, now that we have a measure of sociability, we could go associate it with other measures of sociability. Like we might say, well, are people who score high on this measure of sociability more likely to go to parties? And the answer would be yes. Because what happens if you take 10,000 questions about personality and randomly select sets of 100 and give each of them to 1,000 people and do a factor analysis, the first factor is extroversion. And it's the factor in human personality that seems to pick up the biggest amount of variance. And so then we say, from a statistical perspective, extroversion is real. But we define real. Real means that if you use linguistic representation randomly applied across large sets of people and you factor analyze it, these come out as clumped together. Because you have to define what constitutes real if you're going to play the this is real game, which is basically what you're doing in science. And so that's what happened with the Big Five. And then people started to look, well, okay, is there a biological substrate for this? Bang, turns out there is. Incentive reward, that's the positive reward system. So, and then, well, neuroticism, that's often, but not always, the second factor. Well, is there a biological basis for it? Yes, threat sensitivity and pain sensitivity, they seem to lock together. Agreeableness, that's the care system that Jaak Panksepp has identified. So that's basically maternality.